Hey, Alistair here from the Full Noise. Just want to talk to you today about going viral. Now, going viral is sort of the holy grail of social media marketing. Everyone's aiming for it. It's what everyone's really working for to try and crank up their presence on the web and get more and more people seeing them and what they're doing, their business. I had to had a happy mistake the other day that just happened to make our Facebook page go a little bit on the viral side. To give you a quick backstory, if you whether you read our page or not, basically I just posted a really quick, simple image up. It seemed to kick off a lot of interest, and all of a sudden we jumped up. You know, in the last week, we've basically had 48,000 people, has reached 48,000 people rather, with about just under 3,000 people actually talking about this bit of content. Basically, it was just a picture of a most world's most accurate pie chart, and it had literally a pie with part of it cut out, which is a bit of fun. And the thing is, it wasn't relevant to me or to our page whatsoever. I just put it up there for a bit of light relief, something to sort of throw a bit of personality and a bit of fun onto the page. So yeah, it was really good. I mean, it went absolutely mental. Like I said, about 4,000 people, I think, in the end, it was engaged or sharing this bit of content. It was shared 469 times so far, and yeah, you got heaps of people talking about it, which was pretty exciting, to be honest with you. A lot of fun. The really interesting thing is, though, out of all those, you know, 48,000 people who were reached and saw this piece of content, at the end of the day, we got a grand total of about three new likes from that bit of content. It was actually four, and then someone unliked us again. And there's very good reason for that. The point is that the particular bit of content was completely and utterly unrelated to our Facebook page. It was totally unrelated to our business and what we do. Really, it was just a bit of light fluff, which is a bit of fun. So I'm not really too worried that I only got those three or four people liking us, because at the end of the day, the people that were liking it because it was funny and it was just a bit of a laugh, but it wasn't related to us whatsoever. So if I got 100 people liking me, then next week I'd have them all unliking again, because they'd find that they're reading about email marketing and things like this. So two quick points on viral marketing. One, it's totally worth it, and it's pretty exciting to be able to get people to seeing all your posts all the time, but it really has to be relevant to make it worthwhile. So if you're going to engineer some virality going on with your marketing, as best you can, because you can't always guarantee on it, then you need to make sure that it is totally relevant to what you're actually offering, or at least vaguely relevant. I mean, like, that particular piece of content for me had absolutely nothing to do, like I've just said about three or four times, nothing to do with that page whatsoever. So totally worthwhile, but it's a complete waste of your time if you're trying to engineer it and having no relation whatsoever. That's all I wanted to say today. Love to hear your comments. Chuck them in the comment below and let me know what you think. Cheers.